Hi there. Welcome back to Lesson 3, Good Karma versus Bad Karma, Understanding the Difference and Navigating It All. Well, I'm going to give you a couple of different ideas about bad karma. Let's start with that. Buddhists believe that karma is not a system of external punishment or reward, but rather a natural law that rises up from the consequences of intentional actions. So in Buddhism, karma is the action and not the result of the action. So it's not karma that your truck was stolen. It's karma. The karma is the person who stole the truck, if that makes sense. Therefore, they believe that you have complete control over your karma by the thought, the words, the deeds that you engage in. So Buddhists do what they can in their life to cultivate good karma and to avoid bad karma through the way that they live their lives and the choices that they make. So simply put, what you do, so your action, karma is what you experience. Therefore, if you're stuck in a pattern of bad karma, you can change it by changing your thoughts, your words, and your deeds. So Buddhists believe, listen, you can change it. You can stop stealing trucks. You can stop feeling like you need to hurt other people, and then that will stop the bad karma from happening to you. But there are other faith and traditions believe that karma is actually a system of punishment or reward driven by an external force. So they think that when you do bad, you're punished. When you do good, you're rewarded. So in these faiths, it's believed that you must experience the karmic results of your choices. And there's no way to break free of bad karma generated by past events until you've been punished and rewarded accordingly. So do you understand? And so the Buddhists believe, hey, listen, you can change that. You can start doing good things. You can start thinking different things. You can start behaving in a different way, and it'll change. Whereas the other faiths believe, no. Listen, you've already done the action. It's coming for you. Like this is the result. I think in when it comes to New Age thoughts about positive and negative karma, it's believed that it's a set of circumstances that the soul chooses before coming in any lifetime in order to have certain experiences for the purpose of our soul's evolution. So they include things such as numerology and astrological signs and physical or mental challenges, the place you were born, your family. So in this way, it's neither positive or negative karma, it's just your experience of what your overall growth is and development is in this lifetime. So how you view your karma will be how it manifests in your life. It may result from your personal belief system. While karma is a central concept in many faith traditions, beliefs can differ about how karma occurs and plays out in a single lifetime. For me, I'm going to tell you what I believe, and I believe a little bit of both. See, I believe that there is a universal law of the universe. I believe that when you do bad, bad will come, and it could come a year, 2, 3, 4 years down the road. I think that there's a karmic debt that we have to pay. When you do good, good things happen to you. When you do bad, bad things happen to you. From my personal experiences and my understanding of karma, I have seen it. I have seen things just out of the blue take place in my own life, and I think it's so relevant to something that I did or did not do that affected people in my life that I think, oh, I get it. And I see the same thing happening, and maybe this is, now here I am, a 50-year-old woman with a coming 32-year-old daughter. She might be 33. Hold on that thought. But I have older kids, and I have 7 grandkids. And I see some of those grandkids playing out some karma in my own kids. And I think that I also am experiencing some of my own karma from some of the ways that I treated my mom. Because now that my mom's not here, I have a deeper understanding of some of the things that I did or didn't do as I was going through my 20s and 30s. And now I'm experiencing some of that with my own children and feeling that, like, oh my gosh, how could I have done that to my mother? So I do think, and I believe that if you do bad, or if you've hurt someone, or you've said something or done something, I think it's coming around. I think there's a karmic debt. Whereas when you do good and you're kind and you're grateful and you're loving and you're sincere, I think that I think that you get that back. I think karma follows this wave of energy about what we're putting out there is what's circling around into our lives. And how to navigate it, I think, is how we live in every single moment. So I can't change yesterday. I can't change the mistakes that I made. I know that there may still be some karmic debt that's coming from those things, but how I navigate it is how I surf the wave. So think about the surfer out in the ocean. So the wave is coming. I'm either terrified on my board and I'm completely crapping my pants, and I can like hold on to my surfboard and tuck my head under and be thrashed around under the waves and drowned. Or I can take a deep breath, get confident in myself. I can stand up and I can surf the wave as most amazing and confidently and beautifully as I can, with all of the self-confidence and all the love and all the guidance in the world from the lessons that I've taken as a surfer and by learning and by being out there to begin with. So how you handle that karma, how you handle quote unquote bad things or difficult things, is completely up to you. You can either curl up in a ball and say, I don't want this to happen and this is the worst thing, and just fall into victim mode, or you can stand up strong and say, I'm going to get through this no matter what. I'm just going to keep swimming. I love Nemo. You know, Dory, just keep swimming. Just keep swimming. Just keep swimming. I hope you enjoyed this lesson. I hope you enjoyed this whole program, and it's given you some insight and some guidance into what karma is, what karma isn't, and exactly how you can deal with it. Have an amazing, amazing day, and I look forward to connecting with you soon.